Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Friday afternoon, Arcata police received reports of a possibly intoxicated man brandishing a knife at people on the Arcata Plaza. Several citizens with cell phones followed the subject as he walked along 8th Street from the plaza eastbound on 10th Street. According to reports, 32-year-old Alion Thiem from Berkeley was still holding the knife at his side when officers located him. The officer pointed his duty handgun at Thiem, ordering him to stop and drop the knife. He ignored their commands to drop the knife until a police canine, who was on scene, was brought forward and given a bark alert command. At that point, Thiem began responding to orders and he dropped the knife. He was booked and lodged for brandishing. Early yesterday at 4:33 a.m., a 911 call was received for a residential structure fire at 1419 6th Street in Eureka. The caller said that a person was possibly trapped inside. The first arriving crew located a man who had been inside the structure in the backyard. The man was assessed by the engine company and transferred by ambulance. Next arriving crews established a water supply and attacked the blaze. Live power lines were present on the sidewalk and across 6th Street. The fire was confined to the front room and front porch area, and they quickly put it out. While the cause of the fire is still under investigation, Humboldt Bay Fire would like to remind people to treat any downed power line as live and not to approach it or remove it. Fire restrictions will be lifted in the Six Rivers National Forest tomorrow. This means that Six Rivers National Forest visitors may once again have open campfires outside of designated campgrounds, providing that they are in possession of a valid California campfire permit. This time of year, the shorter days, current and projected cooler temperatures, and higher humidity contributed to the decision to lift the fire restrictions. The Sheriff's Office, in conjunction with the Eureka Police Department's POP team and the County Drug Task Force, arrested 17 people last week after serving search warrant at a location in the 2000 block of Sunset Ridge Road in Blocksburg. Officers searched the 45-acre property. They found a sophisticated marijuana growing operation. Marijuana was being grown in two 60-foot by 100-foot greenhouses, with more plants being grown in an open garden and others being grown inside the residence. More than 700 plants were seized, and another 900 pounds of processed wheat found in drying sheds, and more than 100 pounds of already dried marijuana, the estimated value of all of it, $4 million. Among those arrested were locals including Terrence Henderson of Eureka, Diana Padrone of Blocksburg, Michael Iverson of Eureka, and Hyacinth English of Bridgeville. The other subjects arrested came from across the country, including New Jersey, North Carolina, Florida, and from out of the country, including two suspects from Cuba and one from Jamaica. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
For this segment of our community, we are discussing land use issues. Geographic isolation and high gas prices may make the prospect of a railroad line even more appealing to residents in our region, but there is a lengthy process to introduce a rail line. Eureka City Manager David Tyson discusses his role in the East-West Railroad feasibility discussion. Tyson takes a moment to discuss several of the factors involved in seeing if a railroad is the right path.
To downtown Gerber, we would demonstrate that it's physically feasible, but also in that process, what are the environmental issues? What are the land ownership issues? What are the costs potential? I mean, this is a very high-level, you know, look at this. This isn't going to be an engineer design project at this level.
The proposed east-west line would connect Humboldt Bay to the national rail system. Stay tuned next Monday for our community. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.